And they call him Jamie. Jamie, his knowledge is frightening. There's no one you see who's smarter than he.
Wow, that's the second time we've played this intro in 2 weeks, and it means Dr. Jamie Seymour is on the phone. Good morning, Dr.
Morning.
Jamie.
Morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
You know, we're good.
Better now for talking to you, Jamie. We always love having a yarn.
I feel special now.
I don't know if it was a yarn, but I don't know. I feel like you were just whinging to Dr. Jamie Seymour then about your life.
He asked how I was, and I was honest.
Dr. Jamie Seymour, the reason why we're talking to you this morning is because there was an eclipse and a full moon last week, which meant there was coral spawning, which means coral babies. Coral is making love out there. But you were saying that there's a split spawning this year. What does that mean?
Yeah, we think there's a split spawning. So corals are driven by the full moon. So if the full moon is early in November, all corals spawn after full moon in December. If the full moon is late in November, then all the corals spawn in November. Right. Now, if the full moon is in the middle of November, which it was this year, about the 16th, I think it was, the corals get confused and go, oh, do I go in November or do I go in December? Okay. So half of them usually go in November and the other half go in December.
Ah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you add to that is Magnetic Island, for whatever reasons, and they're not too sure why, but it tends to spawn a month earlier than everything else on the reef.
Oh, really?
So usually it goes, usually it goes in October. Well, it went in November, and everything I'm hearing from out on the reef here, and we were out looking about a week ago to see what was going on, was that some of the soft corals went out on the reef here, but it sort of wasn't a real big event. So everybody's going, it's going to happen in December. But what you got to add on top of this, as you're saying, Inky, we had the full moon, but we had the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the corals probably got confused, I reckon, out of that as well. It was like, hang on, that's supposed to be a full moon, and we've got this eclipsey thing happening. So everybody's not too sure. Some people are going, oh, the eclipse wouldn't worry. It would just be like having cloud cover over the moon.
Right.
And I'm not convinced. So my gut feeling, and I've been talking to the guys that have been out in the reef here, also Rich is out doing some shark work and turtle work at Rain Island. They didn't see much coral spawning up there either. So my gut feeling is that it's going to be a big event in December. So we'll head out in December and see what's going on this time. But at the moment, it doesn't seem to have been a really big event, but somewhere.
I'm no scientist, Jamie, but could there be it doesn't stop me talking about things I know nothing about. Could there be a correlation between it being an average mango season and coral spawning?
Okay.
Do you have any researchers that can look into that?
And you think I ask the stupid questions?
Yeah. I'm with you on this one. Look, it's possible, but I want to know what the neural process that got you from a bad mango season to a poor coral spawning.
I don't know.
I just want to know what goes on in your brain.
Gut feeling, mate. Good science. It's all about gut feelings, isn't it? I don't need to prove much.
Dr. Jamie Seymour, I did say to you, were you out having a look at the coral spawning? You said, no, you're a busy man. You're very tired because you're currently raising baby Irukandji.
baby big box jellyfish. We've got Irukandji under control. Myself and my partner Lisa were up at Weeper a couple of weeks ago, and I was going to say we made babies, but we made jellyfish babies. So we managed to get big box jellyfish to spawn, which is sort of only the second time we've actually done it in the world. So we managed to make that happen, and we brought back millions of little tiny baby jellyfish, which we're now trying to get to do their thing. And it's just like, it's somewhat depressing because you come in each morning and like another 20,000 have died. And it's like, oh, man.
Another 20,000?
So it's about 5 million of them in a bucket.
Right.
But you know, you keep going, yeah, they're all dead. So thankfully, we haven't named them yet, so, yeah, it'll take a little while, but...